This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God's blessings will find you. You don't have to go out searching for them. And we've been studying about the story of Naomi and Ruth. And as we know, Naomi lost her husband and two sons, and feeling abandoned by God, she decided to return to her hometown. She told her two daughter-in-laws, Orpah and Ruth, that she was planning to return home. Initially, they both insisted on going back with her, but in the end, only Ruth went back with her. Now, even though Ruth would be leaving her home, family, and friends behind, she decided to trust the pull on her heart and to take the path that God was leading her towards. Little did Ruth know that God would have Boaz waiting for her. So one day, Ruth was working in the fields, and Boaz offered her food and water. She was a foreigner in his land, and she didn't understand his kindness towards her. So she asked him, "Why are you being so kind to me?" And he told her that he didn't know her, but he knew about the love and kindness she had shown her mother-in-law, Naomi. In other words, Boaz sought her out. She didn't seek him out. And as we know, in the end, Ruth went on to marry Boaz. God blessed them with a son. Ruth would become the great-grandmother to King David, which would put her in the lineage of Christ. So look at the goodness God had awaiting Ruth. Goodness she didn't have to go in search of, but goodness that found her. So as you think about that, remember these words. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. Psalm 24. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, no need to chase your blessings.